Queen of Katwe's Gambit still in play for Uganda's slum chess players, date modified colon 2025-06-2019-07-11-51.266Z, description colon a famous chess club is still producing champions, but faces a daily struggle to survive, comma dot. Queen of Katwe's Gambit still in play for Uganda's slum chess players, 3 days ago, save, Wycliffe Muya BBC News, Kampala, save, Robert Katend. For more than two decades, Robert Katend has been getting children in Katwe to take chess seriously, a famous chess club in a slum of Uganda's capital that became the focus of the Hollywood movie Queen of Katwe is still producing champions, but faces a daily struggle to survive. Run by chess coach Robert Katend, played by actor David Oyelowo in the Disney film released in 2016, he still believes that despite financial struggles he is managing to change children's lives for the better through chess. We use chess as a teaching tool to identify the potential of the learners and guide them to their destiny, Mr. Katend told the BBC on a visit to his Slum Chess Academy in Katwe, a poor neighborhood of Kampala. Shortly after graduating as a civil engineer, he first began volunteering in Katwe as a football coach before deciding on chess, starting up with a single chessboard in 2004 and a determination to help. Within a year, 9-year-old Fiona Mutasi, who had dropped out of school, joined up, and went on to become a chess prodigy. She took the title of National Women's Junior Champion 3 times, competed in several prestigious international chess Olympiads, and by the age of 16 was given the title Woman Candidate Master by the World Chess Federation. It was her remarkable story that was told in the film, with Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o playing her mother. Mr. Katend says her success came from resilience and determination, and shows the truly transformative power of chess. She also continues to be an inspiration for many of Mr. Katend's players, including 18-year-old Patricia Kahuma. Apart from winning school scholarships, this game has taught me how to straight guys and plan ahead, and it instills discipline and patience, the 2-time national junior chess champion told the BBC. She has also represented Uganda in 2 international tournaments and has earned money by winning chess competitions. Prize money and sponsorships have enabled her to pay for her own school fees as well as those of her siblings. Mr. Katend says more than 4,000 children have gone through his programs over the last 2 decades, with some of them ending up becoming doctors, engineers, and lawyers. His big boost came after a book published in 2012 by journalist Tim Cruthers about Ms. Mutasi caught the eye of Disney. When the film company decided to go ahead and make the book into a movie, it gave him a one-time grant of $50,000, £36,000. This allowed him buy a property in Katwe to headquarter his academy, and from where he also runs the Robert Katend Initiative. He was able to extend his chess club from Katwe to sessions within Ugandan prisons, and to slums in neighboring Kenya and Rwanda, and those in countries as far as Angola, Botswana, Cameroon, and Malawi. AFP/Getty Images, the Queen of Katwe was based on Fiona Mutasi, L., and her coach Robert Katend, R., seen here with the film's director Myra Nair and one of its stars Lupita Nyong'o. Currently, more than 2,500 children and about 800 inmates are in his programs, which help them to develop and make critical decisions, he says. Chess is a metaphor for life. There are challenges and surprises everywhere, but if you look closely you can find opportunities, you can find your way through, the 43-year-old told me. A bad move in chess means you will lose, just the same with life. There is one move the coach, who worked on the Queen of Katwe film as a senior story consultant and who trained the actors in their chess scenes, did not predict. The Walt Disney Company made a loss on the film, and this has had repercussions for his burgeoning chess projects. He, Ms. Mutasi, and the chess champion's mother had been promised a sizable share of any Disney profits, 67%, he says. But he was told by the corporation that after investing about $15 million, £11 million, into the drama, directed by Myra Nair, it had only made back $10 million. The loss put me in a bad spot because people think that I have hidden some money, Mr. Katend said. Many people think I'm a wealthy Hollywood chess coach after the film, but the hard truth is that we are yet to benefit from its profits. However, he says he is not bitter as the film publicized his chess programs, attracting both local and international partners. If Disney had not done the film, we wouldn't be where we are, I don't think we would be known, and many other people have come on board to support our philosophy, he said. Ms. Mutasi's fame helped her win a scholarship to Northwest University in the U.S. in 2017, and she now works in Canada as a business analyst and is able to support her mother, who has moved back to their home village outside Kampala. But Mr. Katten's mission faces huge financial challenges as most of his partners have fallen off since the coronavirus pandemic. We had to scale down operations and close down some training centers. Before COVID, I had 26 staff, but now we have 8. I fear we might let go of more staff due to financial constraints, he said, Wycliffe Muya/BBC, Robert Katend. Uganda's current junior chess champion Jovan Kasoza missed out on attending an international tournament last year as funds could not be raised for his airfare. Competition is fierce at Robert Katten's chess clubs. Thousands of his players in Uganda have to scramble for only 120 chess boards due to a lack of funds. Uganda's current junior chess champion, 19-year-old Jovan Kasoza, one of Mr. Katten's proto copyright GA copyright S, has also been hit. The Katend Chess Initiative pays towards his schooling, and the teenager has been able to occasionally crowdfund from some well-wishers for extra chess training sessions, but last year he missed out an international tournament because he could not raise $400 for his air ticket. But I'm not giving up on chess, the game stimulates my mind and it has made me to be very good at mathematics. It makes me think like a computer, the young man told the BBC. Mr. Katend is equally upbeat, saying that it may well be a long game when it comes to Disney. Hopefully they will reach out to me if they break even, he said, adding that then the profits could start coming in. You may also be interested in, from pawn to teenage chess queen, Uganda's Fiona Mutasi. Listen, can chess help children displaced by conflict to rebuild their lives? Tunde Onakoya, Nigerian breaks chess marathon record, Kenya chess. Male player dons disguise to compete as woman, Getty Images/BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Uganda Africa.